someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown, all around, take me on a journey ride.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 87. Yay! We're getting there!
87! Apparently we're going to call this one The Bloods, or In the Blood, right? Because since Girk was just telling me how she's awaiting her... What do people call it? There's so many different terms for...
You know, we've talked about boobs.
Aunt Flo's coming to visit.
Right, we've talked about names for boobs and names for penises, but have we talked
friend
about...
My friend's in town.
The Red River.
The Red River.
Free bleeding.
I loved it. What did you just say? You were like, in the bloods.
In the bloods. on the rag.
Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie, right?
Yeah.
What are you on the rag? That was like the biggest insult that boys like back in junior high and high school would be like, oh, she's on the rag. Leave her alone. She's on the rag.
And I don't think they even understood what that meant.
So stupid, too.
And since most of our listeners are men.
Real burn, dude.
Yeah, and since a lot of our listeners are guys, I'm sure that they want to know where the etymology of on the rag came from. Do you know where it came from?
I have no idea. But listen.
Really?
I'm going to tell you this. Because they used rags back in the day, right? They didn't have anything, and they had to use rags. I remember, I'll tell you the story. Hang on. So I'm just going to say that we, you know, as women, we get a little hormonal a couple of days out of the month, whatever. We might get a little cray-cray. Some women more than others, I'm not going to lie. I never felt it affected me that much, but I think all women say that, and their dudes are like, yeah, sure, that's what you can think, babe. But my thing is, men have got to have something. We have an excuse for like one week out of the month. What's your excuse for being a dick 30 days out of the month?
Nice.
But I remember back in the day when I first got my period, I was young. I think I was like in elementary school.
I was 11.
Traumatizing. I think I was 11 or 12. That was traumatizing for me. But I remember my sister going through it and being, I think she was in junior high. And back then, they had tampons. But, you know, when you're at that age, you're just like, I'm not doing that. I'm not sure. Do you want me to put that where? You just, like, it was a little, some girls now just go whoop and just stick it right in there. But back then, it was kind of a bigger deal. Like, you didn't really.
I thought you did the pad before you did the tampon.
Well,
It was the gateway.
Not now. Some girls are just like, give that to me, and they shove it. Because the teeny tiny ones are really thin. They're like pencil thin. It's not as big of a deal. Back then, there weren't as many options, and it was like,
I don't know. It kind of felt like a virginity thing. It kind of was like, I don't know. I started wearing a tampon when I was eighth grade.
Shoving a tampon up there isn't going to pop anything. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe there was a thing. I don't think the 80s and 90s you were thought of as being a whore for wearing a tampon. I think it was
no.
60s, 70s. But I remember my sister being completely mortified because my sister was fighting with my mom because my mom was making her wear a pad to bed. And they were like logs.
Yes.
Those things were probably like a foot long and like 5 inches wide.
Yep.
And like 2 inches thick. And they had the belt. They didn't have adhesive on them yet.
Yeah, I know.
It had like a belt attached.
I had it. I wore the belt.
Going down.
It was awful.
So it would hold it in place. And I remember being completely scarred by that because I got my period young, but then as it does a lot of times, it's not steady. You'll get it and then it'll go away for a while.
Oh no, I was right away.
So mine wasn't really steady. And I remember, I have vivid memories. Some memories I can't remember shit. And then other memories I have, the traumatizing ones, the happy ones, whatever. The traumatizing ones are the ones that stick with you, which is why sometimes I'll look at my kid and be like, oh yeah, that one's going to stick with him. That one I just did. That good mom moment. That's the one he's going to be talking about in therapy in like 10 years.
Right, yeah.
Not the time that, you know, we did something fun together. But that was a memory that scarred me because I remember laying in the bed, like on the opposite side of the bedroom, listening to them fight and just like with the pillow over my head being like, please God, don't let me ever have to wear a belt. Please let something happen so I don't have to wear a belt. God answered my prayers and gave us adhesive.
I know. Remember Kathy Rigby, the gymnast? She was the first one that came out when Kotex did the pad with the adhesive on it. The commercial was that she would do all the tumbling and stuff because she was wearing a pad.
And the pad wouldn't fly out.
And the pad wouldn't move and
stuff. Hit the judges in the face. Like those girls ever wear pads. You can't wear pads.
I'm Kathy Rigby. But that was kind of
everything in those little
But what, especially a football pad like that. Now, what's funny is, I mean, but what better person to promote your item that's not going to move anywhere but a gymnast who's constantly moving? It was brilliant PR. I mean, really brilliant promotion. Yeah, but we were poor, so I had to wear, it might have well been rags, but I had to wear the belt for a while, which sucked.
That's mortifying.
And then I was, because I got mine so young, I was the girl that taught other girls how to use tampons. I remember one particular girl, friend of mine,
you were the loose, like, easy chick that everyone could go to ask them sex questions and tampon questions.
Oh, of course, because, you know, losing my virginity at 24 makes me a premier sex expert at 14.
Yeah, but listen, looking at the size of those jugs, I'm sure that you had big tatas when you were younger.
No!
Everybody knew the big tata chicks were the loose, easy ones.
No, I had, like,
society sucks, doesn't it?
You were with me. You were with me in the changing room when the woman told me I was wearing the wrong size bra. I was wearing B's forever. I didn't get bigger boobs.
I know, and you were
older.
A D, weren't you?
No,
I was a C. No, you were a C. You were
a
C. And that was the year that I said you're welcome because I gave you bigger boobs for your birthday.
Exactly. But
no, but it's always this. It's the stigma. That's why society fucking sucks. That's why.
I only got D's when I gained more weight. When I get back to my fighting weight, then I'll probably go back down to a C.
Society sucks for the same reason that Hillary's getting stuff, you know, shit on for being weak and fragile, which they, you know, stuff that said about her that they would never say about a man. They're also, stuff was said about poor Dina Lulo when I was in fourth grade because Dina Lulo had the big boobs.
Yeah.
She had to wear bras to bed because she had really big boobs and everybody thought she was a tramp. Society sucks.
That was my friend Linda, who passed away in February.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm filled with gratitude, but I don't know if I've ever seen boobs that big on a woman natural. She's got to be G's or H's.
Did she ever have them reduced?
She did not have them reduced, and unfortunately she died from breast cancer. I mean, how fucked up is that?
Did she really? Well, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's fucked up.
Big.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to because that would just be rude.
Yeah, but I've never, I mean, honestly, I've seen big boobs before, but Linda had the biggest boobs I've ever seen. Like, in awe. Like, I was
my grandma had really big boobs, but she had them reduced because she couldn't handle, she was also overweight, and she could, not like hugely overweight, but she couldn't handle the back pain. It got to be too much for her.
Yeah, I know people who've had that done too.
She had
to
walk those puppies off, and then she was teeny tiny. She had little teeny tiny little nubbins. She had them, like, take them way down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's I like kind of like where I'm at.
Full
I like,
A, like a B cup, whatever.
I wouldn't want them that big, so I'm good with where I'm. I mean, I'm.
But Dina Lulo also had an unfortunate name going for her because Dina Lulo sounds like a tramp, right? And then she had big boobs on top of that, and they had like crazy shag carpeting. This was the 70s. It was like wall-to-wall shag
thing,
in their house.
Yeah.
And we used to dance around to the 8-track of We Are Family in her living
room. Sure,
and
Sister Sledge. Now, if her name probably was Tiffany, that would have still been a slutty name, but like, what if her name was like Elizabeth Lulo? Like, would Elizabeth Lulo sound so slutty?
No, Elizabeth Lulo is the sister, would be the sister, the not so slutty sister.
Right,
the
but if her name
kind
was
of like gets good grades and.
If her name was Liz Lulo, though, then that would be slutty.
No, Liz Lulo's a whore.
Right.
Liz Lulo puts out for sure.
But Betsy Lulo doesn't, which is another variation. I'm doing the Liz
Betsy
variation.
Lulo, you have to wait until like the fourth or fifth date for her to put out. We're just doing the exact same thing that I just said about society sucks.
Awful. I know society does suck.
But we've already
told you a long time ago
in episode like 4 or 5 that I am a complete hypocrite. So
did I ever tell you my horror story even when we were talking about scarring for life? Okay, and you know what? Actually, I know that some of the guys listening to this might be like, well, fuck, they're talking about periods because we don't usually talk about periods. But dudes, think of this as like a PSA for what your poor daughters are going through. How about that? When I got my period, I was in fifth grade. I was in sixth grade. And they didn't have lockers. They had coat rooms in the back. So you had your, like, little paper. Remember those, like, pencil boxes that were made out of, like, cardboard? And you had those? Or you would have a backpack and stuff? Remember that? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In elementary school.
Yeah. Or, like, your little bag or whatever. They backpacks weren't really big yet, but... So I would, because I had the pads, thankfully at this point my mother had allowed me to spend the extra 10 cents for the adhesive.
Your period was big enough, it was strong enough at that age in elementary school that you had to bring stuff to school with you?
As soon as I got it in like October of sixth grade, as soon as I got it, it was like horrific 7 days. Like,
that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's unusual. Usually girls start like small. They start and they can use those little pencil tampons.
Yeah, no. So I had to have like, you know how when you're in preschool, they give you like extra underpants. So in case your kid pisses his pants, they got an extra pair of underpants. I had to have like my pads and stuff at school because I didn't never know when I was going to get it and whatever. So I had them in a lunch bag in my pencil box. And one day I came back and the boys had taken red marker and drew on the pad and took the adhesive off and stuck the pads on the coat room door because I was the only girl in class that had her period. That was fun. That was a
fun
day.
What grade were you in?
Sixth grade.
I hope the teachers beat those boys.
My teacher was a man.
So he didn't do anything about it?
I think I went up to him and said, Mr. So-and-so, the boys colored my pad red and put it on the wall. No. It was a shame thing, you know what I mean? It was like, I didn't want to tell anybody anything.
Those boys were assholes.
Mm-hmm. They were total assholes.
And he should have seen it. He should have known.
Well, there you go. So anyway, are we done with the blood talk?
If you want to be.
All right. Well, what else is really to say? I think we've kind of set it off for the moment. Okay, I was at my girlfriend's house these last couple of days, and she told me this story that I have to share. Okay. So we'll call her Jill, okay? So Jill lives down by me but has a beautiful lake house in Wisconsin. I'm visiting for a couple of days, and I'm like, how much would I pay for this experience? Like, it was nicer than any hotel that I could have stayed in on the lake. I mean, it was just
so just amazing. Out of curiosity, because I live in L.A. and I love to torture myself like this, how much do you think she spent for a house like that?
She purchased the house for $500,000.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And then tore it down and spent $750,000.
Oh, so they have a lot. They have a lot of money.
Amazing.
They have a lot of money, but
good investment. A lake house.
You know, she technically purchased a lake house for $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's which awesome. Is what you pay for a 3-bedroom house out by you, right?
Not even.
Yeah.
No, 800. The house across the street from us is going for like 850.
And how many bedrooms?
We don't live in the. And we don't even live in like. We live in a nice neighborhood, but it's not our neighborhood is like the tchotchke weird neighborhood right next to the super, super, like La Cañada Flint Ridge is the town nearby, and that's where like Kevin Costner used to live. They have fancy, fancy freaking houses in La Cañada Flint Ridge. But the town next door is a little more down market, and the neighborhood's like, there's no, you walk through our neighborhoods and you go, oh, now I understand why certain cities like Glendale is sticklers for plan check, where you have to like have everything, permits, everything has to be reviewed, everything has to be accepted. And now I get it, because I look in the city that we're in, clearly I don't think they have a plan check, or like they're, or it's not nearly as difficult to get your plans approved where I live, because all the houses are like, they'll be like a teeny little dump next to a big stucco, you know, mosque type house.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Box next to, you know, a little ranch next to, it's just, and you think, oh, it's not really that big of a deal until you walk through the neighborhood and go, no, this just looks weird. Like, it just looks fucking weird.
Well, aren't some of those older houses and the people tearing down and making newer houses?
Where I live?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. They're just, there's nobody tearing down. There's just people flipping. Like, we are renting right now, and we, the house across the street from us, when we first moved in, there was a little old lady that lived there. She would sit on the back, like, patch of dirt, and she would, because her front door, somewhere along the line, not really sure how long ago it was, the front stairs fell apart, and, like, I think there were some stairs attached to the front door at some point, because they're about 4 feet off the ground, and there's nothing there. Now it's the front door, and then just 4 feet, you, like, if you accidentally walk out the front door, you're falling 4 feet to the dirt.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So she would just hang out off the back door, which came off the kitchen, and it was all like peeling paint and just a dump. And then she moved out. I think her family came and moved her out. And somebody bought it, and my dude and I were like, the fucking flipper. I can check, because we wished we could have bought it, because that was a perfect, it was a perfect flip house, because it was a dump, and I'm sure that they had to have sold it for $500-$600, and now it's on the market, or like maybe $650, but now it's on the market for $850. It was a total flipper. They flipped it in like 3 months. It's not, it hasn't sold yet, though. I don't think they did the greatest job. We went
all right, well, anyway,
and looked through it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so your friend who has this gorgeous
house,
$3 million lake house.
So, I mean, it was just perfect weather here, and so I also, we went on the boat, and she toured me around. It was so amazing.
I'm jelly.
Anyway,
I want a lake
house. Yeah, it was perfect. So, she's telling me the story. We're sitting out having a glass of wine, and she says, did I tell you what happened to us on Father's Day? And I said, I do tell. And she said, you know, her husband was there, Mike, and they had ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon for Father's Day, you know, for his presents and stuff.
Right.
So they were expecting, they have two adult daughters, and they had six other people coming, three other couples coming any time. And so Mike is opening up the boxes, and he sees one that has some guy's name, Bill something, on it. And he doesn't open it because it's not their package. And he calls Amazon and says, hey, you know, Bill, who lives on the other street, I have his package. Do you guys want to, you know, come and get it, or, you know, what do I do? And Amazon's like, no, we already resent the items. So you can do whatever
they
you want.
They didn't care. You can have them. Just keep it is what they said. They literally didn't want to pay for the UPS just to ship it back.
Well, Amazon, I mean, I know it's kind of, it's rural Wisconsin, so maybe that's why they didn't want to do it, but, I mean, Amazon's got their little trucks out now, so it's not like it's a big deal for them to retrieve it either.
Right.
Either. Yeah. I mean, send them a label and slap it back on. It's no big deal.
What does it cost for them? $10 in shipping? I mean, if the items
not
like,
even,
because
you know, they got the deal.
$70 worth. I mean, who knows how expensive the items were.
So,
Mike's
like,
opened it.
So Mike's like, oh, you know, whatever, and so he puts it aside, and Jill's like, fucking open it. Let's see what's inside. You know, what if it's something really cool and we get to keep it? And they open it up, and it is a 6.5-inch realistic dildo that is about 2.5 inches in circumference with the balls that has a suction cup on it.
That's not very big.
It was 6.5 inches.
Yeah.
It wasn't the length, it was the girth. Like, I looked at it and my vagina closed because it was like almost the width of a fist. Not across, but like,
why is that a Father's Day gift for Bill? Why was that?
Well, but that's not the only thing that was in there. There was also a ginormous butt plug. A huge black butt plug. The person who's able to use that butt plug, probably every time they fart, they shit. It was that big. Like, they must have a gaping anus. That's how big this butt plug is.
How do you look at your neighbors the same ever again? Did
they know that? No, but they drove by the person's house to kind of get an idea. And it was a creepy-looking house, and then there's, like, this little shack, she said, that's on it. And she's like, all we could envision is that, like, he's doing whatever he's doing in this, like, shack. But there's a suction cup on the end of the back of the dildo, so, like, you could put it on the shower, I would imagine.
Or any flat surface, because if you're alone, you need a suction cup, because you got to
And then their friends came, and their friends saw this. And so,
can you imagine? Because if it had been me, there's a part of me that's like, the lazy part of me would have been like, called Amazon, yeah, come get your package. But, I mean, if it's a block away, there's also the not-so-lazy part of me that would just be like, just go and deliver it. But if you don't know the person, obviously that's a different story.
Right.
But can you imagine if you knew the person and you were like, hey, Bill, oh, you know what? I got your, if you see me at the grocery store, I got a package for you. I'm going to bring it over later. And in that brief, like, hour's time, you're Bill and you're going home going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The one time I fucking order like a dildo and a butt plug and my neighbor, and it gets delivered to my neighbor.
Exactly.
That's weird karma right there. That's weird.
Well,
what
can you imagine when Bill calls and says, hey, Amazon, I didn't get my dildo and my butt plug. What's up? It says it was delivered.
Had to, one, make the phone call to actually talk about it. Because at least when you're ordering it, you're ordering on Amazon. It's like, you know, 1 a.m. and there's no one there. You're just like, oh, purchase. But then that's your karma. The one time you order something, or I'm sure probably for him it's not the one time, but if it, let's say, in my retelling of the story, it's funnier if it's his first time ordering something like this. He's super cautious about it. And not only does he have to make a phone call to talk to somebody about the purchase on the phone, it was order number.
Okay, you be Bill.
743.
You be Bill, and I'll be the Amazon. Hi, thank you for calling Amazon.
Hi. I have an order that got...
Can I have your order ID, please? Your order ID number?
74321.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
774321.
Hi, sir, I'm sorry, I still can't hear you.
74321 is 74321.
Okay, let me just look that up. Okay, Bill...
You don't need to look it up. You don't need to look it up. If you could just maybe...
Oh, sir, yeah, I have to look it up. Because I have to see where it is. I have to track it. Just one moment. It won't take but a moment. Okay, I'm pulling this up.
It'll take but a moment? Is that what you said?
It'll just take but a moment. Okay, so Bill Hammerschmidt. Okay, Mr. Hammerschmidt, let me see. I'm tracking it.
You could just, you don't have to track it. Just maybe, you could cancel it. Just cancel it.
Amazon, we like
just
to make sure
cancel.
That you're...
Just hit cancel.
It's I can't do that.
Just
I can't.
Cancel.
Yeah. No, it's already been shipped. I can't do that. Let me just. It looks like it was delivered, but I see it was misdelivered. Okay, wait. Now that was. Let me. Oh.
What's
Mr. Hammerschmidt, that was a 6.5-inch.
No. It's fine. Just cancel it. Just cancel.
With the largest anal plug ever created by man.
That's the title of it.
What if that call hit was in like India and be like, oh, Mr. Hammerschmidt, let me see, that is a 6.5-inch erect dildo and dildo. Was it dildo?
Dildo.
And then I see here also, sir, that Mr. Hammerschmidt, in your order there was a
that was all there was. It's fine.
Black anal. Black.
Yes.
Butt. Rectum plug.
Nope.
It wasn't a black rectum plug. It was a it's for the garden. I use it in the garden.
Please stop.
I plug up the chipmunk holes with it. I just put it in the ground.
Please, sweet baby Jesus, stop.
Oh, don't you worry, Mr. Hammerschmidt. We will have this on the way to you. Don't know and no worry. Thank you so much for calling Amazon. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
It was sent to your neighbor by mistake. We're so sorry. Like, what?
Mr. Hammerschmidt, if I may ask if you were very satisfied with my service today.
Click. Even though you don't hear a dial tone anymore when you hang up on people.
No. Oh, my God, that call. But see, you're acting as Mr. Hammerschmidt is like really, well, that was if it was his first time calling, but
yes,
I'm thinking
first time ordering something
the
like
call
that.
Would have gone so much differently if this was like a monthly order for him.
Yeah, your monthly butt plug order didn't make it to you. No, I'm sorry.
Well, who knows what he does with them?
That's true, because what are you going to do? I mean, with the dildos, you can just throw those in the dishwasher, but you're not going to throw a butt plug. Oh, my God. You're going to have to throw that
if
shit
I,
away,
and
literally.
And if I have multiple, if I have multiple partners, I'm not going to reuse a butt plug for the same.
He's got suction cups on these bad boys. I'm guessing he's using them solo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. See, that's the whole thing. I think you...
Living in a shack down by the river, he's probably using them solo.
That's the thing. I mean, then I took Jill to the Amazon for the reviews, and I was reading her some. She's like, we didn't even know that Amazon sold that shit. I'm like, oh, baby, Amazon sells everything.
But wait, there's more. So wait, did you guys find the reviews of said specific butt plug?
No, we did the dildo, though. We found the African-American version of the dildo.
And
which is beautiful.
What were people saying about
it? They were very happy with it. They were very pleased with it. So she didn't
were they
even
pleased
know
the, with the suction cup action?
They, you know what? I didn't. It. They didn't. I didn't remember reading anything specifically about the suction cup. But my friend was
That's why Amazon was like, no, it's fine. Just keep it. We don't want it back.
Right?
Because normally they probably wouldn't do that, but they were like, nope, we're not coming back for it. We're not going to take it back, A, because we don't take back items like that because we don't know if they've been used or not.
Exactly.
So we don't take that back. The operator was like, nope, don't. We're not going to take it. I got to go.
Like on the order.
Just keep it. I got to go.
Warning.
Just keep it.
Do not take back.
Just keep it. I gotta go. So what did your friend do with it? Did they try it out or did they toss them?
No. But then the guests came over, and they told the story to them, and they started laughing, and they actually put
the dildo. Yeah, because they had a suction cup to the coffee table, and the guests were like, "Whoa!"
They did.
Would you like
they
to
had
explain
it,
that.
They had it on the table, and they actually did shots around it, shots of alcohol, right. And then one of the guys put. I was mortified, but I was laughing so hard. He was wearing shorts, and he put the dildo on the side of his leg. And they have a dog, and he put peanut, and he had the penis part hanging out, and he put peanut butter on it, and the dog was licking it off.
They took a picture.
I was just like, that is so fucking twisted. They have a picture of their dog licking the peanut butter off of this. You know, this guy's just sitting there like it's a normal event for his penis to be hanging out of his pants, and the dog licking it. It was very funny, but just
disturbing.
Disturbing at the same time.
That's disturbing.
So now they have this great, you know, she has the box and everything, and it was just, oh, it was a highlight of my trip, let me just tell you. And I thought, oh, I said, my listeners will love this. So she was very pleased because now she has a party trick to share with her friends when they've had a few to go and look at the Amazon reviews, which we haven't done for a while. Maybe we'll have to revisit that for the next show. We haven't done
some specific reasons why we were doing that. I can't remember.
Oh, because there was some product that we were looking up. You know, I think wasn't it like the wine boob thing and whatever?
We got started. We got started on a tangent. A tangent. I can't speak this morning, but it was super fun.
Well, and since we're talking about sex stuff, there is so in case a 6.5-inch, 2.5-inch girth dildo isn't exactly what will get you up in the morning.
Yeah.
How about a vibrator?
No, I didn't hear any of that. I didn't hear any of that. Say that last part again.
So in case a 6.5-inch length, 2.5-inch girth dildo doesn't get you going in the morning, how about a vibrator alarm clock hybrid called the Wake Up 5? You set the vibrator.
You insert before sleeping?
Well, you set the timer, you put it in your panties, and when the time comes, well, you come.
So will you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how you wake up in the morning?
Yes. So
that's kind of genius when you think
while the alarm clock might wake you up, the orgasms from the advertised 6 levels of vibration might keep you in bed a little longer than planned. Be careful of being late, the product's website warns. It's addictive. So in case you don't feel like waiting until morning, the device does offer a manual mode for immediate stimulation. The device is sleek, curved, and comes in 3 colors, almost like a new product from Apple.
So you don't insert it. It's just like an external one.
Mm-mm.
You stick it. So you can wear that throughout the day. You could set it. If you were going on a date, you could put it in your panties and like set it for 2 hours or whatever, and somehow in the middle of dinner or in the middle of the movie, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you're just like, oh. That's exactly where I was going with that. Yeah, so it almost looks like a razor shaver kind of thing where, you know, it's got that like anchor kind of, you know what I mean? Imagine a big razor. That bottom, the top part is the part that vibrates on your clit. And then the bottom part literally has a time clock on it.
Where does that part go?
Well, it goes towards the crotch of your crotch.
Wait, so it's like, looks like a big razor, but it's kind of curved.
Right. So the
clock part snuggles up in between your butt cheeks?
No, it's not that long. So imagine like a pendulum at the top, right? So that's going to be the part that's going to vibrate closest to your clitoris. Then so that your legs can stay closed, so it's kind of got that, you know, panty liner shape. And at the bottom, there's like a little bit of a box. And
there's a box there, all right.
Yeah, there's a box there. And that's what tells the time.
That's hilarious.
For $96. How about that?
I think you should get one.
Really? Don't I have enough homework?
What was your homework from last time? What did we say that you
I was going to... I got. You know what? I haven't seen him. I got to talk to Tim, the FedEx guy.
Oh, that's right. You have to talk to the FedEx guy to ask if he's ever been properly.
I don't know if I can do it. I think he would still look at me.
No, you can. You can for sure.
Actually, you know what? I can... You know what? If I can, I'll put a picture up. So let's see if you can see what this looks like.
Just save my... Oh, but yeah, but I'm still confused as to how do you...
So
where do you fit that? you the flat, does the flat part, does the flat part go over your clit?
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, they showed how it inserts. So the flat part does go over your clit and the other part. Oh, no, it doesn't go over your clit. The flat part lays against your, like, your pubis area, and the little thin part that looks like the razor, the curved razor part, goes down in between. In between your lips. Your two lips.
Yes.
Your meat curtains.
Yes, the top part of the cock, a plastic rod, sits on top of the clitoris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It inserts in between your meat curtains, and then the flat, it's the top clock part is flat, and it goes up against your little pubis. What was it? I was joking with my girlfriends yesterday because we ate way too much food. We went to this restaurant. I'll have to tell you the story after we're done with this, but we ate
way too much food.
Leaving, she was talking about how Hilda, which is what I call my muffin top, was sitting out, and she said it was her, she called it something, her pubis or her pain. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? That area that, like, where you feel all like fat and gross right in between your muffin pop and your cocoa.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your pubis area. Yeah.
Fat after eating. Anyway, go ahead. I digress.
Each alarm clock is equipped with 27 silent levels, 30 power levels that increase as time goes by. So it starts, you know, when the, you know, when you have those alarm clocks, it would be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the 30 power levels that increase as time goes by and vibrating motions that stimulate the clitoris and labia. Little Rooster is an alarm clock made for lovely ladies, and it can achieve what men cannot. $96.
No man can give you that in the morning is what they're saying?
I don't know. I'd prefer if a man could, but...
My man likes to wake up like that. He wakes up horny.
So first of all, if you guys want that, you can look it up. It's the Lady Alarm Clock. This one's called the Little Rooster. But I think there's probably a couple.
Rooster? When you want a little cock in the morning.
A little cock in the morning and something that will make you crow when you wake up.
That's hilarious.
I mean, yeah. So, so now let's go there because we haven't done any personal stuff in a while. When is your favorite time of the day to have sex? When do you prefer? When are you most randy?
Well, I like. There's something about the nighttime, you know, when it's late and dark, and you can do some mood lighting with the candles. And I kind of, I dig a good nighttime, you know, rendezvous. Mm-hmm. But my dude loves the morning. He gets super. He wakes up horny, so he's a big morning guy.
Yeah, but I'm bumped.
Even like there was one time where I booked a job and I had to fly to Mexico City, and it was super early. My flight was super early, and the car, they were sending a car to pick me up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I had to get up really early. Even then, he was ready to go for a send off.
Sure.
For a little morning send off.
I say, John, dude, what do I? Any time of day is fine with me. But I think I like morning, too. Especially, I like morning if it doesn't have to be rushed.
Yeah, if it doesn't have to be. I mean, I'm okay for a quickie, too. But, you know, the problem with the mornings is sometimes if I can hear the kids running around or watching TV or doing their thing or making breakfast, then I'm like, I can't concentrate. I'm having a hard time focusing.
Yeah, okay. So maybe do you prefer night more because you got kids and stuff?
I actually am okay with both. My problem with sometimes with the mornings is, yeah, if the house is awake, then it's not as relaxing for me as it should be.
Okay. I understand that.
But I'm okay with the morning, like, especially on mornings where we're alone. We're alone and it's a lazy Sunday morning. Hence, this is the thing. Girk always tries to record. She wants to record on Sunday mornings, and I'm like, I can't. Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to. Because sometimes Sunday mornings are our sexy time. Because Sunday morning when there's
no
kids in the house and it's like a lazy morning and you just kind of wake up and you don't have to be anywhere right away and you're like, yeah, bow,
bow. No, see, I get that because if I had a significant other, I'm not sure Sunday we would be recording at all.
Sunday.
Because I kind of like the idea. I'm sure you've done this. Where you didn't have plans on Sunday, and you're just like, we're going to eat, we're going to fuck, we're going to shower, we're going to go back to sleep, we're going to eat, we're going to fuck, we're going to shower, or whatever.
Yeah.
It, watch movies.
Minus the showering and some of that eating. Yeah, there have been times where that time where I told you guys, where I told our listeners about our friends getting up and leaving, where we had plans.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any plans that day, yeah. But our plans were them. And we knew they were going to leave like late morning, but then we got up and they were gone. It was a little disconcerting. I think we did end up, I don't know that we ended up having sexy time that day. We might have, because we ended up like just lounging. We never got out of our pajamas that day.
Yeah.
We were so kind of like,
I love those.
Discombobulated that we just kind of like lounged around and laid in bed and stayed in our pajamas and made it a TV day.
Yeah, I love those days. I plan on doing that.
Yeah.
So, since we're on a roll and we're talking about sexy time, this is so not sexy. We're going to flip this because it has to do with sex, but it's not sexy in the least. Fertility doctor accused of using own sperm with patients. What's that? How about that? Now.
Well, where was the sperm that was it sperm
it's
donor
fertility.
Sperm where it was
yeah.
Was it anonymous sperm or was it like he just tossed out the husband's sperm and put his own in there?
No, I think it was an anonymous sperm. But in Indianapolis, a retired Indianapolis fertility doctor said he used his own sperm around 50 times instead of donated sperm that his patients were expecting.
Why?
Impregnating several women decades ago but later denied it. Dr. Donald Klein, 77, pleaded not guilty Monday to two felony obstruction of justice charges for misleading authorities who were investigating complaints from two of the now adult children against him. Klein is accused of being the biological father of at least 8 people, the youngest of whom would be 30. Klein now lives in a suburb of Zionsville, Indiana, told 6 adults who believed they were his children that he had donated his own sperm about 50 times starting in the 1970s.
Yeah, how did they figure that out? How did the adult children grow up and their mom obviously says, listen, it was the sperm donor and there's no dad and I wanted a kid. But how does the kid go, I just saw a picture of your doctor and I look an awful lot like, how do you put those two together?
I don't know, but he told...
Unless the mom was like,
maybe
wait,
this was,
I got a sperm donor that was supposed to be an astrophysicist, and you're dumb as a box of rocks. What happened?
Well,
how do you figure that out?
Exactly. He told his patients they were receiving sperm from medical or dental residents or medical students, and that no single donor sperm was used more than 3 times. One of the adult children, here we go, to answer your question... One of the adult children took a saliva-based DNA test through a private personal genomics company and found that she was related to at least 8 other people in its database. So that's how they found out.
Because all of these, so when you're a sperm donor kid, that's the common thing to do is just to go to a database and register your DNA to find out
maybe
if you're related to anybody?
But maybe because they were donated sperm, whatever, maybe there's a database that they keep from the beginning just for biological reasons, like so that they don't.
Maybe.
Yeah. So meanwhile, 2 others also investigated their ancestry through DNA tests and learned their mothers were both patients of Klein and that they were related to 70 relatives of Klein.
Oh.
Klein said he used his own sperm whenever he didn't have a donor sample available.
Wait, so these women just came in and they didn't go through the book and like, pick the, you know.
This was in the 70s. I don't know if they had the book.
You just go in and go, yeah, whatever. What you got? You got anything on ice? You got any sperm on ice this week?
Sure.
What's on special?
Yeah.
What's on sale?
Give me the 1968 special.
I got some that are free, and he came from a doctor, so that's like winning the lotto.
Right. Well, he told them that they all came from medical students and residents and dentists. Okay. So
I was
Dr. Klein
student already. Alrighty.
Dr. Klein admitted to doing wrong by inseminating the women with his own sperm, but felt that he was helping women because they really wanted a baby. Also, he felt pressured to use his own sperm because he didn't always have access to fresh sperm. So he felt bad. Really. I mean, give the guy a break. He felt bad.
He's a giver. I mean, he was just thinking about you. Come on.
Klein, okay. So not that this was premeditated or anything.
Declined a comment.
Oh, right.
I had to. Punny.
There
bad
you
pun. Bad pun Sunday.
Totally.
Oh, it's Saturday. Never mind.
Yeah, good for you. Welcome back to the show.
I don't know what day it is anymore. God,
Klein marked the files of the women receiving his sperm with asterisks So if the patient came back and wanted another baby,
special, special sperm, special, special baby for you, he would give them a brother.
Mm-hmm. He would use his sperm again to produce full siblings. The 8 known siblings were born to 5 different women. It was not immediately clear whether state guidelines or medical professional guidelines at the time applied to fertility doctors using their own sperm to impregnate patients.
Yeah, but how, as the woman back then in the 70s, if there was no books and there was no, you couldn't pay, there wasn't a more intricate, which I call bullshit on that. There had to have been, even in the 70s, there had to have been a more intricate sperm donor database. There had to be a way for them to donate sperm and to, like,
well, there were
check,
no real, there were no real
sure
computers.
Do,
there
do
weren't
history.
Really.
Yeah, but before computers, come on, before computers, people had pens and pencils. They wrote notes.
Yeah,
down
there would
they
be files.
Down, like, files so, of, like, medical histories and what the student, or, like, where they came from and what their deal was. Because there's no way in the 70s that women were just walking in and going, yeah, just give me some sperm. What do you got?
Okay,
oh,
so maybe
I have
there
some
was
med
a...
students and some dental students. Okay, cool. Like, I don't want to know anything.
Okay, so maybe, like, Bob and Phil and Henry come in to get some beer money, and they have to fill out the history. And it's, I'm sure it's in a, you're right, it's got to be in a notebook.
I had a friend of mine once say to me, well, I could have hundreds of kids out there. And I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, granted, he was a hoe bag and he got around. But I was like, I thought he meant, like, just from sleeping around because he, you know, whatever, was got around a lot. But he was like, no, back when I was in college, I used to donate sperm all the time. I mean, who knows how many kids I have out there. That to me is so bizarre and disconcerting to think that you could have a bunch of children out there and not know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he donated sperm a lot to get money when he was in college.
Right.
He was a good looking guy. He was, you know, healthy. That's crazy.
So the doctor said that he, after 3 times of using that donor sperm, he wouldn't use them anymore. I'm finding that a little suspect, considering that he used his own. But it would have only have been into, like, a binder or something that you flipped through. So maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, but that's. I think that was my point to begin with. If it was truly just a, you know, take a dart and throw it against the wall kind of a situation back in the 70s with this guy or with this particular office, then the moms don't really have any sort of a claim. They can't come in and go, hey, you wronged me, because then he would turn around and go, if you remember correctly, you didn't give a shit. You just walked in and wanted
right.
a baby. And you didn't
well,
care
and he, again, he in Dr. Klein's defense, he clearly thinks he's doing a public service by helping these poor women have babies.
Yeah, there's
the
I'm
problem
sure there was
is,
no God complex there at all. There was no God complex.
No,
like,
and the
I can give life. I give you life. I have all.
I
these
give
children,
you life.
My seed.
Life.
Spreading my seed throughout the land.
And the problem is not that he did it. The problem is that he didn't tell these women he was doing it. But the reason that he is in hot water with the law is because he lied when they were investigating initially. He lied and said that he. In
Dr.
2009,
Klein. No.
Or no, in another, he retired in 2009, but at a point of the investigation, he says, I can emphatically say that at no time did I ever use my own sample for insemination, which is a big fat lie.
Well, apparently.
Paternity test last month showed 99.9% probability that Klein was the father of the 2 women who filed the initial complaint. Since Indiana law only requires doctors to keep patient records for 7 years after last treating them, records were destroyed. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
So there's no other charges against him.
Yeah, but
and
he can't destroy DNA. He clearly lied because
no,
he obviously
but
used,
can you imagine
I mean,
having
DNA matches their DNA, and there's you can't destroy those records.
Yeah, could you imagine having as many as 50 siblings? But the most notorious fertility doctor to secretly use his own sperm was Cecil Jacobson, who may have fathered as many as 70 children from 1976 to 1998 in Vienna, Virginia.
I want to say that I remember seeing like a Dateline story or something
mm-hmm.
on something. I don't know if it was that particular guy, but on, you know, the doctors or you know what? Maybe it was
Law and Order.
It was Law and Order.
Yeah. I know it was on Law and Order.
Never mind. Because I remember there being like a and I was like, oh no, it was way too in depth and the acting was way too good if I remember correctly.
No,
it was to be
Law and Order.
I'm pretty sure it was Law and Order.
Episode of Law and Order.
And
then there's another
and he was spreading his seed throughout the land.
Yeah, and in 2009, Dr. Ben D. Romali of Greenwich, Connecticut, quickly settled a 2005 lawsuit for using his own sperm. How about that?
No, doctors.
I know, but would that, I mean, like,
But you're getting the sperm of a doctor, and, you know, he's smart enough to be a doctor, but he also is unscrupulous. So now you have a kid who's smart enough to be a doctor, but could be a psychopath.
Yeah. I think
the lottery, man. It's the lottery.
Well, because then
it's the game, you take your chances.
I don't even know how I would feel about that if I found out. I mean, obviously I would know that I was created from donated sperm, so I was really wanted. But then to come to find out that I've got all these siblings.
But you're only 50% wanted.
You only have one of those. But by the same token, if you were a donated sperm baby, the likelihood of you having other siblings, like your friend said, wouldn't know how many siblings you had. I mean, that's kind of a mind fuck to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, to the best of my knowledge, I have 2 siblings. That's it. I'm not donated, so I'm
knowledge.
Right. I'm not donated, so I'm not worried about like there being 30 more of us. Boy, that would fuck up Christmas. How do you buy for those people? I know that we're only related by sperm, but here's a scarf.
Here's half a gift.
So there you go. So that's I was kind of intrigued by that.
That is intriguing. Listen, I gotta go. I'm going to see Bad Moms this afternoon with some of my mom friends so we can feel better about ourselves. Or not, as the case may be. Have you seen that movie?
No, I've heard mixed reviews on it.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends said that she thought it was so funny that she would go see it again with me.
Yes.
Because
and I know someone else who liked it, and then someone else was like, it was cliche, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So I look at it and I try not to listen too much to the people who say, oh, my God, it was so hilarious. I laughed so hard. And then I stop them and go, stop. Don't tell me anymore because you're going to blow so much smoke up my ass about this movie that I'm going to watch it with that filter of going, well, where's the I laughed so hard I was crying part?
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
then it's not as funny. It takes away the funny when you're trying to look for the funny.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, next time, remind me to tell you guys the story about this. I shot a commercial last week, 2 weeks ago. And we're not allowed to social media about it, so I can't give like details about what it is or what it's for. But I can tell you some stuff about the character and the what I had to wear and all sorts of crazy shit. It was very bizarre.
All right, you know, I'll throw this out there.
I'll tease that for next time.
Okay, good. Let's tease that. And since we have at least one fan, Superfan Rose, who will actually respond to us, I would actually like to encourage, but she won't be listening to this episode.
No, she's behind. Yeah, we'll hear from Superfan Rose about this question approximately 4 to 9 months.
Yeah, it could be another 6 months. So because what I'm building up towards, we're going to, 13 more episodes. So by the end of the year, possibly, we could be bringing in the new year with episode 100.
That's cray cray.
We might have to plan on having like some special guests. Like Bunny or Hank or Dude.
Yeah.
Pop in. Maybe Tiffany can pop in for a bit.
Yeah.
We might have to have a supersize show.
Supersize.
And drink.
We have to figure out how to do that though, because we'll have to figure out how we can record call-ins. Maybe we'll deal with the Charlie from Charlie's Angels voice. Because maybe we'll just set up a speaker and have people call in on the speakerphone.
Yeah, we'll do something. That should be fun. But anyway, so what I'd like to say is I'm encouraging our listeners to send us messages through Facebook or Double Bubble.
Double Bubble Podcast at gmail.com.
It is not Double Bubble Podcast. Is it Double Bubble Podcast?
I think or it's Double Bubble Podcast. No, yeah, it's Double Bubble. Hang on, let me look. This is sad.
Oh, this is so pathetic. Because
no
one emailed us.
Don't judge us. Don't judge us.
No, we actually did have...
Somebody email us once. Hang on. It's
Buzzsprout. Yes, the company.
doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com.
Well, there you go. Okay, so
take that.
All right. So email us at doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com or on our Facebook page. You can private message us and give us some topics or stories that you would like us to revisit or update you on.
Or if you were a sperm donor baby, let us know. Some more information about
how that worked back
in the 70s.
Yeah, if you were a sperm baby. Or if you have donated sperm, how about that? What if you were the donator of sperm? Now, I know that a lot of you are going to say, I donate sperm all the time every time I jack up. But I'm talking about legitimately donating it. Not reckless abandonment of your
Not
sperm.
Not donating it into your girlfriend's vagina. We're talking
right.
about donating for
or,
money to
or,
spread your seed throughout the land.
Or masturbation.
A lot of our listeners are guys, so I'll bet that at least one or two of them donated sperm at some point to make some cashola.
Oh.
Different for women. It's much more invasive to donate an egg. Women don't really do that.
Well, and I also don't want to hear any stories about masturbation and your reckless abandonment of your sperm, leaving it onto the wayside. And then I will do my homework. That'll be an interesting thing. That's going to be really hard for me to do to ask this guy because he's so nice. But I'll ask
Just tell him. He knows we do a podcast, right?
No.
Oh, so just say I do a podcast and my co-host was telling me a story about a woman who
jumped
the FedEx guy and they ended up having sex. And it made it seem like it was a fairly common thing. Not common like for him, but just common in general that this can happen. Do you have any stories or do you know of anybody who circulates stories back at the FedEx watering hole?
All right.
I don't know where all the FedEx folks hang.
All right. So I'm going to do that. And then I think one of us should get the vagina alarm clock. We still never got the eggs for the weights that we need. Do you think we should start?
I'm way less interested. Hang on. I need to do my Kegels real quick because I never do my Kegels. The egg is more like, get this so you can work out and strengthen your Kegels. The alarm clock, that's much more fun. But, I mean, who wants to spend $100 on an alarm clock right now?
Well, what if I start a GoFundMe page? Do you think that will work?
GoFundMe page to buy us clit alarms?
Yeah, so that how well I just did. There was a GoFundMe page today, in all seriousness, about a girl whose dad is dying of cancer, and they were estranged, but she wants to come back to. She has no money. She needs $300 to fly back to see him before he dies. That's a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, I really would feel bad if our GoFundMe page showed up next to hers.
And we only wanted $100, and we got $100,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll just put out for the listeners, anyone's got some free cash they want to throw my way so that I can buy a vibrating alarm clock to report on the show.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Send me some PayPal money at Double Bubble Podcast.
I would like to say that it's tax deductible, but it's not.
No, at all. It's not. It's in the least. Not in the least tax deductible. But
it's
you can send some PayPal money to doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com.
We don't have a PayPal account set up for Double Bubble Podcast.
I'll make one. I'll set one up right now. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to set up a PayPal account, doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com. All money.
If any money shows up into it.
Yeah, any money that shows up in that will be used to buy products that Keek or I will use and get back to you.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, always a pleasure to spend some time with you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Love you.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown all